A nation desperate for some non-Iraq news now has the story of the obsessed diaper-wearing astronaut. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. She was dubbed a robo-chick for operating the robot arm on the shuttle Discovery last year. Now Lisa Nowak has one of the most unflattering mugshots on the internet. This is the most publicity for a female astronaut since Sally Ride, which tells us two things. That sexual equality has become uncontroversial in the space program, and that we'd almost forgotten there was a space program. The space shuttle isn't the inspiration it once was, and now we see that even those who fly it may have room for other obsessions. You have to admit, though, that the astronaut corps has had a remarkable record of good behavior. 48 years without dirty laundry. Even the clergy can't claim that. In fact, as falls from grace go, something like preacher Ted Haggard's fling with a gay sex pal was much worse, since that included the element of hypocrisy. Of course, nobody's shocked by fallen preachers anymore, plus Haggard now says 3 weeks of treatment has purged any remnant of gayness, and he'll never again eat the Snickers bar. Lisa Nowak is probably stuck with her heterosexuality for the duration. The analysis will continue because we must understand why a woman would actually wear a diaper in order to drive straight through, something only a man would do. But in the end, I suspect that workplace romances will still happen, and we will still have to recruit our preachers, politicians, athletes, and astronauts from the ranks of people just like us. In the meantime, if you do find yourself buying a diaper for a long drive, and you're not a trucker, get help. Now this. This is Dave Ross, on the web at DaveRoss.com.